Well, join me in attitude of prayer. Gracious, loving God, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for the faithful folks of your kingdom, Lord, to come tonight and to celebrate your son's birthday. Holy Spirit, just come and be with us and minister to us as we not only celebrate the birth of Christ, but we thank you for him coming and giving us the Holy Spirit, that we have him with us at all times. So come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a few little brief things before we get started. We started the year. This has been a crazy last couple of years. And we're grateful 22 came out to be a pretty good year. We started the year with Bethel Flight 22. Now we'll be getting into Flight 23 pretty soon. But one of the things that we did, since it was a crazy year, we started out both of the worship service with a little bit of holy humor. And I want to take a little time to share some holy humor with you tonight. And it's all about Christmas. How do you wash your hands over the holiday? With a Santa-izer. Santa-izer, not Santa. Okay, come on. Why is Santa afraid of getting stuck in the chimney? He has Santa-tobia, or Santa. Gets better. Why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho, ho, ho. What does Santa have to do when his elves misbehave? He gives them the sack. Okay, what do you call a kid who doesn't believe in Santa? A rebel without a clause. Gets better. What nationality is Santa Claus? He's North Polish. And how much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing, because it was on the house. How can you tell that Santa is real? You can always sense his presence. Why will Santa go down your chimney Christmas Eve? Because it suits him. And what does Santa spend his hard on salary? What does he spend it on? Jingle bells. Not. What brand of motorcycle does Santa ride? This one ought to be easy. A Holley Davidson. And what goes ho, ho, ho? Santa walking backwards. He's going ho, ho. Oh, okay.